Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. This morning, we're joined in the studio by Marilyn Nguyen, the director of Women on the Rise. Marilyn, thank you so much for coming. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Kiplin.
And you've been here before. You're one of our favorite voices with Women on the Rise and the work that you have been doing in the community, mainly around the East Point area. Mm-hmm. But today you're here to talk about the marijuana law that is before the Atlanta City Council.
Yes.
Could you share with our listeners exactly what this law is about and why you think it is important for this law to be passed in the city of Atlanta?
Okay, this law is about, it is, first of all, it's 17-0-1152, the marijuana law. And what it is to reclassify marijuana to a non-arrestable offense so that our young black men and women will not have to face jail time and have a record. And it's, you know, it's been said that it's a leadway drug to other drugs. But, of course, we know that it's not a leadway drug to other drugs. Actually, marijuana has been legalized in many other states. 33 states. And here in Atlanta, last year, over 2,000 people were arrested for marijuana possession. This is 2,000 people, some mostly, I want to say, maybe not had a record. And now they have a record. They can't get a job. If they're college students, they can't go to school. So we're trying to reclassify this marijuana legislation to a non-arrestable offense for that reason. So, and what we would like to see is that people receive a citation and a maximum fine of $75.
Now, we know research shows that humans use marijuana at about the same rate, all humans.
Yes.
It is a human drug that is being used about the same rate by the same number of humans, whether they are white or black. And it's a majority drug that's used by young people in their 20s.
Yes.
But the majority of the people arrested in prison and marked with a felony are African-American men and women.
Yes.
And that felony lives with them for the rest of their lives.
You're right. And so that is one of the things that we're trying to do. We're trying to reduce the prison population of people going to jail, first of all, for simple misdemeanors that can lead into felonies. And not only that, but to take a person's freedom for a roach, so to speak. I had a young man, we are collecting stories. A young man told me about, he got arrested for a roach, and that roach cost him 13 days in jail because he didn't have $800 to pay for a fine. That is absurd.
And for our listeners who might not know, a roach is a partial marijuana cigarette.
Yes, yes, that's what that is. That's not even a $5 bag. But he got arrested for that and spent 13 days in jail.
And for the people who continue to say that marijuana is a gateway drug, our mayor, Kasim Reed, has recently said that he thinks this is a bad idea because marijuana is a gateway drug. But again, the research shows that it is not.
It is not a gateway drug to another drug. It's a gateway drug to prison or jails for our young black youth, women, and men. That's the gateway. We talk about public safety. This is another way that we don't have public safety, because now when you lock a person up and they get a record, they can't get a job. They can't pay their bills. They can't get anywhere to live. They can't go to school. So what do you think going to happen? What's going to come out of that?
They become a drain on the community.
They do. They either try to get as much community assistance as they can, and those that don't now begin to commit crimes. So to me, you're putting the community in harm.
And we mentioned that there are currently 33 states where marijuana is legal in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. either legal for recreational use or legal for medicinal purposes.
Right.
And we do know that the marijuana oil for medicinal purposes, for a very narrow number of medical challenges, has been approved in our state. So it's almost as if we're living in this dual justice system, because we have housewives vaping on the morning news show, yeah, saying that it makes them a better mother in states where it's recreationally legal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people in our state, 18 to 25, being arrested, branded felons, and basically, as you said, their lives kind of are put on pause.
Yeah. Their lives are up. I mean, their lives are wrecked.
For doing the same thing
that is legal in other states. And we had people to actually come and testify before full council last week, talking about how they actually need marijuana to function. Some AIDS patients need it for the pain, to make them be able to eat, because the drug that they take for AIDS, they cannot eat. So they have to smoke marijuana to eat. But this lady talks about, but I'm afraid I have to sneak and buy it, take a chance on going to jail to get what I need to heal me. It doesn't make sense.
And I've mentioned other states, but we even have Clarkston. A small municipality right outside Atlanta. I mean, butting up against Atlanta. Yeah. And it's a misdemeanor there with a fine of $100 if you have an ounce or less.
Yes. So that's what we're trying to get as well. If you have an ounce or less, we want people to get a citation and a maximum of a $75 fine.
So for our listeners who have any concern about this drug, whether it's someone in their family that might need it for medicinal purposes, or someone in their family who has had their lives wrecked because of a small amount of marijuana in their possession, what can our listeners do to amplify what Women on the Rise is doing with the Atlanta City Council?
Okay, well, it's Women on the Rise, also Solutions Not Punishment, that is pushing this. And what our listeners can do is come to City Hall on May 15th at 3 o'clock. We want people to pack out the City Hall, sign up and tell your story that you support this and why you support it and you believe in it. So that's what we're asking people to do. We're asking people to come and talk to your city council person. Call them on the phone. Send them an email. But keep at them so that they can make this a non-arrestable offense. And, so that's what we want people to do.
And for our listeners who want to learn more about Women on the Rise and what you all are doing beyond these marijuana laws, how can they get in touch with you and just share a little bit about Women on the Rise?
Okay, so Women on the Rise is a membership-based organization of women that are targeted by the criminal justice system, meaning formerly incarcerated women. We work to educate and heal and change policy that affects our lives. This organization is ran by formerly incarcerated women for formerly incarcerated women. And the mission is to reduce the prison population of women going to prison in Georgia, which now is going at a higher rate than anybody.
So they started with the boys, but they have definitely moved on to the women. Girls and young women.
And you can contact me. My name is Marilyn Nguyen. I'm the director, and my number is 404-322-5116, and we are looking for volunteers. You can go on our website, and you will see a job description that we're looking for people.
Marilyn, I love what you do, and I thank you for doing it, and thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with our listeners. And I'm going to say it one more time. You're calling for everyone to come down to Atlanta City Hall May 15th at 3 p.m., to advocate for Bill 17-0-1152, the marijuana law.
Yes, and we're going to be in full council chambers.
Thank you.
Thank you.